Welcome back to another ESL podcast. Guys, good morning. As always, this is your host, Arsenio, and I'm bringing to you today the zero conditional, as promised. Guys, now the zero conditional, it's the one that I use very, very often. Now, with the zero conditional, remember, I'm sorry, not the zero conditional, the first conditional. What am I talking about? The first conditional, okay? We did the zero conditional yesterday. The zero conditional is basically comprised of using the present simple and the if clause. And then, of course, with the main clause after the comma, you use the present simple. Now, with the first conditional, you will use, obviously, the if conditional in the first, and then in the main clause, you will use, of course, the will. So, example, if I go there, I will remember to wear a hat. If I go to Japan next year, I will go to Nagoya. I will go to Hokkaido. I will go to Osaka. Do you understand? If I go to Brasilia next year, I will visit the Muraracas. I don't know. Can you guys understand? So guys, I love this. I should have done both in one podcast because this is going to be a probably very short podcast. But these are the rules, okay? And you know what? You could do the task, as always, at thearseniobuckshow.com. So here we go. The rules. It stems around this. We use the first conditional to talk about specific possible situations. For the first conditional, we use the future form of will in the second half of the sentence. So again, let's break down this sentence. On the sentence number one, choose the correct alternative. I will break down all these sentences as a matter of fact, just so I can, of course, extend this audio cast. Now, for those of you who want to complete the exercise, stop the podcast right now and go to thearseniobuckshow.com to do my exercise. Without further ado, number one. If I go to Mongolia next year, so if I, subject, go, main verb, preposition, to Mongolia, obviously, next year, time frame, comma, I will go by Hanain Airlines. Now, of course, if you say, let's see if we could break down this sentence. If you say, I will go to Mongolia next year if I go by Hanain Airlines. You can do that too, but there will be no comma. Do you understand? So let me repeat that. I will go to Mongolia next year if I go by Hanain Airlines. All right, there are different sentence variations that you can use with that. Now, number two. You have alternatives, right? So number two, if I spend or if I will spend my weekend in Bangkok, I won't be able to do the Spartan Beast race. Number three, I go or will go. So your alternative is go or will go. I go to bed early tonight if I feel tired. Now, of course, if I feel, that's the present simple. We don't have the will should be at the beginning. So your answer for number three will be, I will go to bed early tonight, obviously, future tense, if I feel tired. Number four, if the weather is or will be good tomorrow, I will go for a run through Bangkok. So if the weather is or will be good tomorrow, I will go. Now, you already have will in the second main clause, so obviously you have to go with just the simple in the if clause. So, if the weather is good tomorrow. All right? So, you guys understand the basics of this. There are many different exercises, and if you understand this, especially for TOEIC and your writing in general, it will improve not only your grammar section TOEIC score, but it will improve your overall writing because it gives you an extra sentence variation. All right. So, guys, that is a short podcast for you guys. If you have any questions, as always, your host Arsenio is available. Be sure to check out the ArsenioBuckShow.com. And if you like this podcast, please share it. Your host, as always, over and out.